Welcome to the tapping process for week two of the 7 weeks to financial success and personal fulfillment. This is Jessica Ortner. This week, Nick talked about the importance of tapping on fears we may have around what other people may think or say about our goals. So often we stop ourselves from even having goals because of this fear. So in this process, we are going to address that fear so we feel safe and powerful enough to finally get clear on our goals and take that step forward. So let's begin by taking three deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Feeling centered and calm, let's begin by tapping on the karate chop point. Tap and repeat after me. Even though it doesn't feel safe to have these goals, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though it doesn't feel safe to have these goals, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though it doesn't feel safe to have these goals, because I might be criticized, I love and accept myself and how I feel. Eyebrow. It doesn't feel safe. Side of the eye. What will others say? Under the eye. This goal feels uncomfortable. Under the nose, because I'm scared of what other people will think. Chin, what if they make a comment? Collarbone, they've done it before. Under the arm, it feels safer to not have goals. Top of the head, and to not have expectations. Eyebrow, I might be criticized if I don't reach my goal. Side of the eye, I might be criticized if I do reach this goal. Under the eye, this fear keeps me stuck in place. Under the nose, all this fear around what other people may think. Chin, I don't try because I'm scared. Collarbone. I don't dream because it doesn't feel safe. Under the arm. All this pressure around what other people will think. Top of the head. It feels safer to not have goals. Eyebrow. If I play small, side of the eye, and people don't notice me, under the eye, then I won't be criticized. under the nose, but I wasn't born to play small. Chin. I can't control what others say. Collarbone. I can't control what others think. Under the arm, but I can control how I respond. Top of the head. Maybe this is easier than I thought. Eyebrow. I know I deserve more. Side of the eye. I deserve to dream. Under the eye. I deserve to set goals. Under the nose. I choose more for my life. Chin. I can't control what others think. Collarbone, but I choose how I feel. Under the arm, maybe I can notice all the support I do have. Top of the head, and smile at the thought of the naysayers. Eyebrow, because it will feel so good to prove them wrong. Side of the eye. This can be a lot of fun. Under the eye. I can allow my heart's desires to pull me forward. Under the nose. I no longer need to resist my goals. Chin. It's safe for me to be clear. Collarbone. And it's okay if other people don't agree. Under the arm. Because I follow my truth. Top of the head. I know what I want. Eyebrow point, and I'm ready to admit it to myself. Side of the eye, and to focus on it. Under the eye, and to have patience with it. Under the nose, it's safe for me to try something new. Chin. I can't control what other people think or say. Collarbone. But I now focus and listen to my inner voice. Under the arm. It's safe to be clear on what I want. Top of the head. Now I am ready. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And take this moment now in this space to allow yourself to get clear on what you want. Maybe there's a new distinction. Maybe you have a new idea. Like Nick said, it's so important to put it down either on paper or create it in a vision board. But stay in this energy and be clear on what you want and listen to all the different ideas that might come to mind. Because in this state, anything is possible. We wish you the very best in this week too. Please share with us your experience. And until next time, take care and keep tapping.